accuracy in media. He's also vice president with Project Veritas. Got to ask him about that. Adam Gallette joins us now on the Alan Nathan Show. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Just a question. Are you still involved with Project Veritas after James O'Keefe left, or is that an old part of your bio?
That's an old part of my bio. I proudly served as the Vice President of Development for Project Veritas from 2016 to 2019 before I joined Accuracy in Media.
Well, great. Good. So part of what we're here to talk about today has to do with the Ohio school choice law. Get us right into this now and tell us what's been going on for people who probably don't live in Ohio, many of our listeners. What's been going on and why we all should care?
Well, Accuracy in Media has been engaging in hidden camera investigative journalism into public education throughout the country over the past year. And some of the absolute worst content we found in America, some of the worst districts where their administrators were lying to parents, deceiving parents, some of the absolute worst was in Ohio. We released a five-part investigation earlier this year, which gained literally millions of views online, a ton of local media coverage, national media coverage. They held emergency school board meetings over it. Administrators lost their jobs because we exposed these six-figure paid administrators bragging to us about how they deceive parents and push the radical principles associated with critical race theory into every facet of public education. And we are not policy wonks, but what I am so glad to see is that on July 4th, the state of Ohio enacted universal school choice.
How about that? That used to be the bottom line, especially with the teachers union. Boy, they must not be happy about that. How they managed to do that? Are you there? Hello? Yeah, we were having trouble. Oh, yes, sorry. So we lost our guest temporarily, but luckily we have him for another segment after this. And so, you may have heard he was sort of going in and out there. While we wait, I think we'll get him back, hopefully momentarily. School choice has become an enormous political football because for whatever the reason, the radical left has made shots across the bow that parents shouldn't be in charge of their own kids' education. We are pleased to have back Adam Gallette. We were having a little bit of a problem there, so I'm glad we probably, I hope, have a better connection. Do you remember what you were saying? How did they manage, Adam, to actually get that and pass it in Ohio, school choice?
Thank you, Adam. I'm so sorry about that bad connection.
No problem.
What we saw was that parents were outraged when they learned that they've been lied to again and again and again by these administrators. You know, parents just want their kids to learn reading, writing, and arithmetic. They want them to learn history, warts and all. But what these administrators were doing, they're pushing social justice on kids. They're teaching them that capitalism is inherently racist, that America is systemically racist. And when parents caught on to these things, administrators started tricking them. Instead of telling the parents that they were teaching children about privilege, they said, no, we're teaching about circumstance. And they laughingly told us that it's the same thing, and they just label it that way.
What does that
to trick
mean?
Parents.
Circumstance.
And they do, sure, they want to teach children, and they do teach children about privilege and how some children are more privileged than others. And we need the government to step in and make sure that everybody has an equitable life. Only the government can assure that we have equitable outcomes. These are people who hate equality because they want to enforce equity with them in charge, of course.
Hmm. So, you know, we used to say years ago that environmentalists are really watermelons because they're green on the outside and red on the inside. Now we know, and that's the real red, not the democratic red, or you know what I mean, to make conservatives red or blue, but truly communist on the inside. So it seems as if what we were saying before, we lost you temporarily, is that this desire and this intent to make parents think that they're not in charge, should not be in charge of their own kids' education. They shouldn't have a say in it. The government should be educating their children, not just in the public school system, but to have the final say in that. Tell us what the tipping point was when parents finally said, enough is enough with this government indoctrination system.
Well, first off, you make such a great point. You know, critical race theory principles were founded from the fall of the Soviet Union. Many Marxists, like Mikhail Gorbachev, went in the environmental movement. They never abandoned their ideas. They just hid behind quote-unquote environmental causes in order to push Marxism. Gorbachev founded the Green Cross, of course. Others created critical race theory. And what they realized was that Marxism, communism never really took hold in America because they were unable to pit the classes against one another because we have class mobility. Poor people can become wealthy people. It's wonderful. That, you know, that didn't happen in early 20th century Russia. So they said, if we can't pit people against one another based on classes, how about race? And
race.
That's what critical race theory is.
Race. Yes.
Yep. That America is inherently racist, they teach them, and the only solution is social justice Marxism. And when parents learn that they've been lied to again and again and again by these administrators, when these administrators were captured by our hidden cameras, they were outraged. And this is the end result of that outrage.
Yeah. Let's drill down a little bit and talk about, because this is such a huge issue, give us examples of how they were lied to and how your hidden camera exposed those lies.
Well, one of the most egregious ones, and I bring it up because this man lost his job over it, a highly paid equity officer in Columbus, Ohio, who's compensated, I think it's nearly $250,000 a year, for a non-classroom position where he focuses only on advancing principles associated with critical race theory. He bragged to us in our hidden cameras a number of things. And one example he said was, well, one parent called me and he was upset because he thought we were teaching communism and Marxism. And this parent actually is an immigrant from a former communist country. And the administrator, the equity officer said, well, what are you outraged by? And the parent said, well, you've got this book, the Ibrahim X. Kendi anti-racism book. I see a picture of it on your district website. And the administrator says to him, no problem, I'll have that removed from the website today. And the parent says, wonderful. And then the administrator turns to me and said, I did take the picture off the website. That book's still in our library, though, and laughs.
So about, we're going to get another example in just a minute, but about how many people have you discovered are deliberately, intentionally, maliciously lying and having an agenda behind it that says we need to indoctrinate the next generation into communism? How many would you say, it's a tough question, it's not a scientific question, how many would you say are ideological Marxist, communist, socialist, whatever, versus those who are just doing as they're told and following along on the bandwagon?
Well, the bad news is I think the overwhelming majority really are true believers. And I would say it's not with malice. They lie to these parents and trick them because they believe it's in the child's best interest.
Boy. Yeah, no room for freedom, liberty, or differences of opinion there. And we're finding it as a virus that is taking over the country. We are going to stay with Adam Gillette. I'm so glad he's able to stay. So stay tuned for more with Adam when we get back on the Alan Nathan Show. This is the Main Street Radio Network. Stay tuned.